WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your morning flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Eric Scott, continuing coverage of the coronavirus crisis and its impact to New Jersey this morning. The number of positive tests for COVID-19 surging past 4,400 Wednesday with 18 more deaths. Governor Murphy continues to warn businesses, let your employees work from home. A new hotline to report companies that are not complying has been overwhelmed. There's also a hotline to report people who refuse to stop hanging out with other people. And Patrick Lavery joins us live to explain. Patrick?
Eric, the governor says he was actually taken aback by how many people called and how quickly they crashed the state police hotline he announced on Tuesday to report non-essential retail businesses staying open or any other business not setting up a work-from-home structure when it is able to. Callers to 609-963-6817 were redirected to voicemail within an hour. They've now been directed online to make those complaints, which they can also make if they work for such a business. That's covid19.nj.gov/violation. As for reporting mass gatherings, that can be done online, too, or by calling the general 211 information reporting hotline. Eric?
All right, Patrick, thank you. With Congress on the verge of final approval of the largest economic stimulus package in American history, many of you are wondering, am I going to get one of those $1,200 checks? The income cutoff for single tax filers, $75,000 a year, reduced benefits up to $99,000. For married couples, it's $150,000 to $198,000. Head of household, $112,500 up to $136,500, and the same income limits for the $500 per child payment. While it isn't yet clear how much of the $2 trillion will flow into New Jersey, Governor Murphy's happy it'll be something.
An expected vote in Congress was delayed Wednesday as senators haggled over details of proposed changes to unemployment benefits, but congressional leaders and President Donald Trump have called for the bill's quick passage.
It feels like it's got bipartisan support, and God willing, it'll get through both chambers and signed by the president because God knows we need it.
Murphy says the direct payments of $1,200 to adults and $500 for children will be a help and was pleased that the expanded unemployment benefits will cover self-employed and gig economy workers. The state will get a share of $150 billion for governments and $30 billion for mass transit. At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Island Heights has announced their beaches, parks, docks, boardwalk closed in the interest of social distancing. Ocean City also closed its beach and boardwalk, mainly to protect the senior population. Atlantic City, though, is keeping its beaches open. Mayor Marty Small told the press of Atlantic City closing the boardwalk is the dumbest thing he ever heard. It offers people the relief from staying in their homes. The entire city of Newark ordered into full shelter-in-place mandates. Mayor Ross Baraka said it'll be enforced in a muscular way. That's a quote, but no explanation. President Trump will make a formal announcement in the next few days that the October 1st Real ID driver's license deadline is pushed back. The head of the Motor Vehicle Commission supports the idea.
Jersey MVC boss Sue Fulton says putting the Real ID deadline on hold is a good idea because people were waiting hours to get a Real ID before COVID-19 closed everything. And once the crisis is over,
we've got a lot to do in a short period of time like all other states do, and you're creating crowds.
She adds, for the time being,
we are continuing online operations so that a lot of transactions can still be done if people just go to njmbc.gov.
David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.